is a Fox News alert. Former President Trump now has a clear path to the Republican nomination. I'm Dave Anthony.
They call it Super Tuesday for a reason. This is a big one.
But Wednesday got even better for him, with Nikki Haley dropping out of the race this morning after losing third 14 of the 15 Tuesday contests.
We are told she is not going to endorse Donald Trump. She is instead going to call for him to earn the support of both Republicans and independents who are not supporting him right now. She is also expected to say that she gave voters in the Republican primary a serious choice and helped move along the conversation in what is a fractured party right now. They point out that she has been getting consistent chunks of the vote in some of these early states. She won Vermont last night. She says those voters are not going anywhere.
Fox's Bill Malusian in Charleston, South Carolina, where Haley will speak in about an hour. President Biden won all the Democratic primaries in the U.S., but suffered his first loss in American Samoa. Jason Palmer, a Baltimore businessman who's never even visited that American territory, won the primary, getting 51 votes to Biden's 40. In some states, Democratic voters chose uncommitted, 18% in Minnesota, protesting the president's support for Israel and Gaza, though he wants a ceasefire.
Mr. Biden will again call on Israeli leaders to help end the war with Hamas. In fact, he is all in, going as far as to be welcoming family members of those being held hostage to his State of the Union address.
Fox's Kevin Cork, that address is tomorrow night. Now, there's ongoing drama with Iran-backed militants who keep attacking ships in the Red Sea.
A loud bang and a large plume of smoke some 57 miles southwest of Yemen. This after an American-owned and Barbadian-flagged cargo ship nearby said it had been ordered to change course by an entity claiming to be the Yemeni Navy. A U.S. Navy destroyer has also reported being fired on.
That's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Again, our top Fox News story, Nikki Haley is dropping out of the presidential race, but is not endorsing former President Trump after Haley lost 14 of the 15 Super Tuesday Republican contests. Now, people didn't just vote for president in all those races. There was also a Senate primary in California.
Democrat and former House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff will take on Republican and former Major League Baseball MVP Steve Garvey after Tuesday night's California primary. House members Katie Porter and Barbara Lee were eliminated in the jungle primary, meaning the two candidates with the most votes would advance regardless of party. While Schiff will be heavily favored in the blue state, some GOP strategists believe having a Republican on the ticket instead of two Democrats will help GOP House members in competitive districts that could determine control of the House. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The House Republicans keep looking back at COVID, at the origins, maybe a lab leak in China, and at policies. Now they want to talk to former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who was famous for his daily news conferences at the start of the pandemic.
The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic has subpoenaed Cuomo. They want the Democrat to testify about his COVID-19 nursing home policies on May 24th. The committee posting on X, Governor Cuomo forced New York nursing homes to accept COVID-19 positive patients. Americans died. Accountability and honesty are non-negotiable. In a letter to Cuomo, Subcommittee Chair Brad Wenstrup says, in addition to the order itself, the Cuomo administration at best downplayed its impacts and at worst covered them up. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
In an hour, the Federal Reserve Chairman will testify about the economy at a House hearing in Washington. Perhaps Jerome Powell will give a better indication when interest rates will be cut, when they were raised, of course, to lower inflation. And ahead of that, stock futures are on the rise the day after a big sell-off. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News. We'll be right back.
Here's a look at local news. CVS and Walgreens ready to take their next steps to provide distribution of the abortion pill to states, including Illinois. Both companies say they received certification and will begin filling prescriptions where it's legally allowed in the coming weeks. Illinois lawmakers considering a bill to eliminate the road test for seniors when they renew their licenses. Republican State Rep. Jeff Kuycher introduced the bill that would do away with the mandate in Illinois, which is currently the only state that requires behind-the-wheel tests for renewing senior licenses. He says those tests don't solve problems on the road. 15th annual prom benefit for Eastern Illinois Food Banks was held Saturday at iHotel and Conference Center and raised more than 350,000 meals for food insecure individuals and families in the food bank's 18-county service territory. Now, in the past year, the food bank has seen an average of a 40% increase in need in the communities that they serve. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you. Let's check your weather with our meteorologist, the learned one. He's got us up. I think it's been a remarkable winter and pretty darn good.
Yes,
early.
It has. Hey,
really,
absolutely.
I mean, we've had a couple of days. I mean, it'd be like a one-day weekend winter, and then it'd be 60 again. So no complaints from this department, sir.
Outstanding. Glad to hear that. None otherwise taken from the rest of John Q public out there, because, it's been a pretty easygoing one. Maybe the guys that make a living, running a snowplow, that's a different story. But then again, they're on the life, at least the landscape side of things. And I would anticipate maybe an early and often opportunity for those guys, along with our producer friends. And it continues on. And just because, by the way, just because we have one of these mild, warm, snow-free, cold-free, basically, winter seasons, does not equate to a up-and-coming hot summertime pattern around here. So let's just put that to rest. 42 now at Willard and Savoy. All right, normal high this time of the year is 45. 42 at Danville. 41 Bloomington normal. And that low overcast is pretty dominant. We may see its western flank, which is out near the Mississippi, erode from time to time. Maybe a sneak peek of sun today, and that is it, if at all. But 54, we can still get a little insulation through the low overcast with a north-northeasterly wind. 38 tonight, 57 tomorrow, at least a partly sunny late morning and afternoon around here. Here comes the next rain system after midnight tomorrow night with a low in the 40s and a cloudy, breezy, wet, and showery Friday, half an inch worth of rain again, and a Friday high at 56. Coolish Saturday up to 45. It's conceivable up near the Kankakee, a little wet snow Saturday morning, but a little rain around here. The sun returns Sunday at 46, and the warm-up returns next week at 55 Monday, Tuesday high of 62, Wednesday some showers and thunderstorms at a high near 70. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm just Greg Solgay.
All right, thank you, Greg. Appreciate it very much. ESPN 93.5, where it is Wednesday, the day after we lose a really hard game, tough game to Purdue. Purdue made shots, but that game was winnable, no doubt. So now we go to Iowa late in the weekend, try and see if we can get a win before we go to the Big Ten tournament. We'll play a week from Friday up in Minneapolis. That's the site of the Big Ten championships this year. And, yeah, we'll see what happens from here. Again, it's now we're just talking about if you lose to Iowa, then you're still, like, worst case, 3 seed. If you beat Iowa, you're 2 seed. No difference in – I guess it'd be different at who you'd play in the first round of the NCAA tournament. I'm sorry, the Big Ten tournament would be – you might get a whatever, Iowa, Wisconsin, somewhere that's – the two would play the – what's the two play? Like the 7 or something. You have to win on Friday to play the semifinal, but that double bye is huge in the Big Ten. So we'll have a double bye. We'll play a week from Friday. You obviously want to win as many as you can for seeding for the NCAA, but it looks like we're headed right toward a 4, worst case 5, best case 3, perhaps, in the NCAA. But again, you know those games. You know, you're a 1 and the team's a 16. It seems to be competitive now. And then the 1 versus 8 or 9 is totally competitive. So anything is going to be competitive. We played if we're the 4, we play a 5 if we get by a game 1. And then you'd get the 1 the next week in the Sweet 16. At that point, I don't think anybody would care. But the other one, I don't know who the 4th one's going to be, but it's going to be Purdue. It's going to be Houston and UConn as the 1s in the NCAA for sure. And then that last number 1 is certainly out there in the likes of, what, a Tennessee or an Arizona or something like that. But I think, you could probably say, listen, if we play really well and you don't not get a loose ball, but it's just the little itty-bitty things that really make the difference in big ball games. There is no doubt about that. All right, ESPN 93.5. Good to have you listening. Happy to welcome back to our program. His name is Mark, M-A-R-C, Lauder. LTTER, former special assistant to President Donald Trump and America First Policy Institute chief communications director. When I say former special assistant to President Donald Trump, what does that mean, Mark? What did you do?
That was the commission that goes with, I was press secretary to the vice president at the time, and that also comes with a secondary title.
That's why you have the 317.
The more words in your title in D.C. makes you more important.
that's why you got the Indiana area code, right, with Mike Pence then. That's how that works. Okay. All right, so Super Tuesday, what did you get out of that?
Great night for President Trump. Not only did he just run the table with Nikki Haley, expected to drop out here in a matter of minutes. It's official. It's over. It's on to November and the election against President Biden.
Well, it's on to another court case. I mean, at this point, is it almost like you're emboldening him more with each time this happens, that he seems to get stronger? Because I think people see through this.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't think it's going to get any better for them. I mean, this next court case coming up in New York, I mean, this thing's a joke. I mean, this is not even a case that the federal government under Biden would charge President Trump with. The former New York prosecutor decided not to charge him with. There's no new facts in this thing. I mean, this is such a stretch of the law. I wouldn't be surprised if not even a New York jury could convict him of this.
Well, I think that's kind of the goal, is to hang a conviction on him. He's a felon! You can't vote! Something like that.
I'm not sure if this is the case that'll do it.
Okay, all right.
I mean, this is literally about campaign finance and campaign finance reporting.
So this is the one where Dinesh D'Souza wrote those movies about Obama and Hillary and gave $5,000 more than he should have, and they put him in jail? That kind of thing?
That kind of thing, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Nikki Haley is suspending, getting out, whatever, and she's not endorsing Donald Trump. She signed a pledge to endorse. Does it even matter?
Well, I do think it matters ultimately for her. I mean, what kind of future does she want to have in Republican Party politics? And, you know, I think if, you know, she doesn't have to do it today, but if she does it in fairly short order, you know, Is there a possibility that she could join the cabinet? Is there a possibility that she could run for elective office again? Not necessarily saying president, you know, senator of South Carolina or something along those lines. You know, it's up to her to decide whether she wants a future in Republican politics right now. And how she conducts herself here in the next few weeks is going to determine that.
Okay. What about the VP, Mr. Insider Mark Lauder, who's... not of the swamp, but has been in the swamp. What about Vice President for Donald Trump? Any insight to share?
Well, the one thing I'll tell you is that every vice president fills a perceived need in the campaign of the president. It could be demographic. It could be geographic. It could be policy-oriented. Now, obviously, Donald Trump being a former president doesn't need the policy support. So what would any candidate be? Would they help you win a state? Would they help you win a certain demographic, whether that be black voters or Latino voters or female suburban voters? You have to ask yourself. And it's not like no one votes for the bottom of the ticket, but the same way that Mike Pence was added as vice president to kind of ease concerns of evangelicals or longtime Republicans, you could name someone to say, look, you know, I've got someone that can hear my complaints, hear my story, feel the same kinds of things that connect with me. And so, you know, it'd be very interesting to see what he picks.
Okay. Before I let you go, Mark Lauder on the Tavern's Join phone line, I'm going to, you're in my office and you're lying on the couch and I'm throwing a name at you and you're spontaneously reacting. Tulsi Gabbard.
Okay.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Interesting choice. Not sure what she would add to the campaign. Not saying that she wouldn't be. Very unique story. Former Democrat, military, former congressperson. Could be interesting.
Tim Scott.
Obviously, United States Senator, former presidential candidate. I think he could probably help move the needle in with African-American voters. And so that, I think, is a legitimate possibility.
Ben Carson.
Same thing. Also, obviously, from Michigan. So that also adds a key battleground state.
And no way Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley, huh?
I don't think Ron DeSantis can because of the Constitution forbids the voters of Florida from voting for a president and vice president from their state.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't think Trump would move back to New York.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, again, that decision doesn't have to come till when?
I think he probably won't make it until right before the convention, sometime after July 4th, for the simple fact that vice presidential candidates cost a lot of money.
Mm.
You're renting a plane.
Oh.
You're renting a plane for them. You have to hire staff for them. You have to build out events for them. And so right now, let them all fight it out on their own dime, as opposed to making one of them official and you having to pay for it.
Vivek Ramaswamy, what do you think his future is?
I love Vivek. I think he's a great guy. He's got so much energy.
Mm-hmm.
He's so experienced. I could see him being in the cabinet. I could see him being in the White House somewhere, like in on the economic side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him as a vice presidential pick for the same reason. What are you adding to the campaign that
right.
he doesn't already have?
Anybody out there I'm missing that you'd say, boy, you got to consider this person?
Oh, I mean, there's a ton of folks out there that you could. I mean, obviously, you hear about Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders
mm-hmm.
as a possibility, Kristi Noem as a possibility, mm-hmm. And who knows what other names could be floated out there between now and then. This is the time to basically float the trial balloons, start doing the polling, start doing the vetting.
Yep. Mark Lauder, how can people connect with you?
You can follow me on social media, Mark with a C underscore Lauder, Lotter, or America First Policy Institute at A1 Policy and AmericaFirstPolicy.com.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate your time again. ESPN 93.5. Let's check your sports headlines.
Illinois took a loss to Purdue last night on senior night. Number 3 Purdue beat number 12 Illinois 77-71. Next up Sunday at Iowa at 6 o'clock, and that game will be on Fox Sports Network 1. I was going to mention more about the seniors. You saw the ceremony before the game. Lots of people there.
A lot of people got in their seats mm-hmm. early, and the Orange Crust got in line in the morning.
I know.
For the 700.
Kyle Tosk was part of that.
700 seats on the floor is all there is, and then you got a whole bunch up high. But Brett Underwood wasn't thrilled at all.
It's a little place. I mean, when you get a stop and you got three guys around the ball and nobody even makes an attempt to get on the floor for it, those send you home. You know, life's, and I told them, it's winning and losing. And there's winners and losers in life. And you can't not go make those plays. And, you know, we've got to get them to understand the urgency of the end, the abruptness of the end. If you do it, you know, you don't do it, you go home. And, you know, we have a loose ball, just an unfortunate bounce. You know, I thought they made a not a very smart play. And the Jones kid shot it really quick, and we make a great defensive play, and the ball bats up in the air, and they come up with it, and it leads to a three. Game like this, and again, we're right there, and that's why I beat it up in the locker room. Be very honest, I beat those points up, because if we don't understand that we're really, really good, and we can be a Final Four team, I believe that. I've said, I'm just telling you now, I believe that.
It's good good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to come down to little things in some of these close games for sure.
That's right.
All right.
So we have our women in action in Minneapolis. Number 9, Illinois, facing number 8, Maryland at 11:30 tomorrow. So IHSA basketball is coming to the State Farm Center.
Starting
so
tomorrow, right?
We're taking note of all of that starting Thursday.
State tournament is back where it belongs, right here at the State Farm, formerly the Assembly Hall.
That's right.
Whether you want to travel, move to a warmer climate, or invest in a hobby, you have dreams for retirement, whatever that might be, the experts at Busey Wealth Management recommend saving 10 to 15% of your annual income to help you achieve that. What's the best savings choice? Well, what about a 401? It's an employer-sponsored retirement savings plan. You can consider an individual retirement account or IRA, and there's different types of IRAs. There's a traditional that allows your investment earnings to grow tax-deferred until it's withdrawn. You get a Roth. That's taxed when you put it in, but you pull it out tax-free. With both traditional and Roth IRAs, you can open an account anytime. You can make annual contributions. If you're trying to figure all this out, the people at Busey are happy to sit down and talk with you. You can talk to Busey Wealth Management professionals. They'll help determine which IRA is best for your savings strategy. Whether retirement's approaching or many years off, it's Busey Wealth Management can develop strategy to meet your unique needs. Call them at 800-67-BUSEY or go to any BC location. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured and may lose value. No bank guarantee for over 150 years. It's been Busey.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess there's an eclipse coming to Indianapolis.
Yes, there
We're
going
to have our friend Claire Clark on here in just a moment about that. That's next. It's ESPN 93.5. Time for Fox Business. It's 8:20.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says in his testimony to Congress that inflation has eased notably and rate cuts will likely be appropriate this year, but apparently not yet. Powell says the Fed needs greater confidence on inflation before cutting rates. Payroll processing company ADP says there were 140,000 new jobs created by private employers last month, slightly under the 150,000 forecast by economists. Chief economist Neela Richardson says job gains remain solid. Job gains were reported in construction, manufacturing, and leisure and hospitality, among others. Foot Locker lost money in its holiday quarter, but the loss was smaller than Wall Street predicted. Foot Locker's outlook is cautious, and the stock is down 12%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Lily Ott. I'm a certified nurse midwife at OSF Healthcare. I see patients in some of the clinics that we are now opening, including in Urbana, Forsyth, Pontiac, Bloomington, and eventually Lincoln, and doing deliveries for women in Bloomington at OSF Healthcare there. Being a nurse midwife today is seeing women through all of their life. So seeing women, you know, pre-puberty through menopause, specializing in pregnant women and providing prenatal care, and then getting to deliver babies at the hospital setting with our patients that we've, you know, established the relationship with throughout their pregnancy. Yeah, I feel like one of the big misconceptions with midwives is that we don't deliver in a hospital setting and that we don't support pain management, which is not true. We deliver babies at the hospital setting, and we support women in any way that they choose to have their babies. So whether that be with an epidural, without an epidural, we're there to support no matter what they decide and kind of just help their labor be what they want it to look like.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Since 1917, Clay Dooley Tire and Auto has been committed to helping you drive with confidence. Firestone tires can make all the difference on the road. Plus, take advantage of the road-ready financing options. Get the tires and services you need now and pay over time. Clay Dooley Tire and Auto, just off Neal Street. Call 217-352-4286.
Clay Dooley Tire and Auto, proven, trusted, your friends and
well, I'll be all about this as soon as it starts and all the seedings and the picks and everything else. And,
yes.
And I'll be as fired up as any human in the United States for March Madness, unless Illinois loses. And then if they lose, I stop the music and I could care less.
Wah, wah, wah.
It is Claire Clark, our friend in Indianapolis at visitindy.com. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. It's been a while. How are you guys?
I know. We are excited about March. It's getting warmer and lighter. Spring ahead on the clock Saturday
yes.
and the Sunday this weekend. And you guys got first-round NCAA action. I know
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Always a great place to go, huh?
Oh, yeah. We have first and second rounds of men's basketball at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. That'll be March 22nd and the 24th. And I just looked at tickets. They're ranging from $60 to, of course, over $150. But great opportunity to come to the Circle City and enjoy some basketball.
How many people are seated in Cambridge? I don't know that. How many can get in there?
18,000.
All right, so it's a basketball arena.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now,
you're going to get you're going to go see Purdue play. Whatever, they'll be seated.
Yes.
They'll be kept in the Midwest, so the Purdue fans will be happy. But that's a big deal. What the heck's going on with an eclipse? What are you doing for that?
Yeah, of course. You know, we didn't necessarily align the moon and the sun, but we'll be benefiting from it on April 8th, almost 30 days away. The solar eclipse is coming to Indianapolis. We are in the path of totality. So we'll experience nearly 4 minutes of complete darkness in the city. We're expecting over 100,000 people to travel into Indianapolis and experience this phenomenon. But, you know, for racing fans, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is going to have their gates open. They are partnering with NASA, and they're going to have NASA's live broadcast at the Motor Speedway. You can experience the eclipse there, see drivers do hot laps, have their own special opening ceremonies for this solar phenomenon.
I love that.
Wow.
That's cool.
Too bad the Motor Speedway is not too big, huh? Wow.
Yeah, they're expecting upwards of 40,000 people through their gates. It is a ticketed event, but only for adults, so super accessible and affordable for families. Tickets start at $20, and people under the age of 18 get in free.
Okay.
Well, we won't see this total solar eclipse until, 129 years from now or something, right? 2153 is the next
one.
Yeah, so
it's once in a lifetime.
So this ends at 3 o'clock or 3:06, I guess, is the time that we're experiencing all of this.
3:06 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's one of those, I don't have to get up things. That's awesome.
Well, yeah, it's the sun being covered
by the
moon.
Solar eclipse, yeah, right. Not a lunar eclipse, right. Which would be opposite, and that'd be early in the morning.
But some pretty cool places to stay. La Meridian, the Sun King Brewery, and this Newfields embracing it with their total eclipse of the art. I love it, Claire.
Yeah, Sun King always usually does some specialty brews, so they'll have a coffee-infused beer that'll be branded for the solar eclipse. The Museum of Art Newfields, it's 151 acres. They are going to be opening for general admission, where you can lay down a blanket in their gardens, have, you know, food trucks and lots of music and activities. So Indy is going to be packed. Definitely plan ahead. Get something on the calendar, and we have a full list of resources on visitindy.com.
Now, coming up, I think it's next week, Stevie, for our spring breakers at the U of I, I believe, Park, a lot of different schools, too. Indy is a great place to visit for spring break.
Oh, definitely. You know, we have over 300 restaurants, 50 major attractions. One thing that's a great resource is our attraction pass. So through Visit Indy, you can find a one-day pass or a three-day pass. And it'll get you into a lot of our iconic museums like the Children's Museum, Connor Prairie, Newfields, et cetera, and you're able to get a discounted pass for some of those tickets.
I enjoy the accessibility when you're getting around Indy. Talk about some of those pluses to your city, Claire.
Of course. You know, we have our cultural trail that spans 8 miles throughout Indy. So as weather warms up, you're going to see people popping on and off the bike share program mm-hmm. that's along the cultural trail. We have White River State Park that has a beautiful overlook of the White River and a great view of the city skyline. It's 250 acres. You're able to hop on the 3 mile canal, go for a great walk, or even hop on some of their little paddle boards that they have available on the canal.
Sounds awesome.
All right. Well, how can people learn more about everything we just talked about, Claire?
Visitindy.com.
Easy enough.
Appreciate you. Thanks for your time, Claire.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Claire Clark over in Indianapolis about all that's coming up. And there's a lot. So, I mean, the first round, I've been over there for first round, but that was actually in the Lucas Oil Stadium. And you couldn't see squat.
Uh-huh.
So this is in Cambridge, which is better basketball facility. And so we'll see. We'll see what all that looks like. But I'm sure that'll be fun and exciting and energy and all those fun things.
Absolutely.
The news is coming up. We'll be back another half hour of the program. Glad you're listening. Luke Goody will call the boys just after 3 this afternoon. Luke Goody on today.
First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana invested in our community since 1908. Before you buy your home in 2024, we invite you to speak with one of our experienced lenders, Jack, Jim, Kim, or Lane. Experience the convenience of working with a local lender with local service, decisions, and loan underwriting in our comfortable offices. Visit us to experience the exceptional friendly service from our knowledgeable staff. Hey, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try. We think you'll love it here. We do. 356bank.com, First Federal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. KLS 435-120.
I'm Lily Ott. I'm a certified nurse midwife at OSF Healthcare. I see patients in some of the clinics that we are now opening, including in Urbana, Forsyth, Pontiac, Bloomington, and eventually Lincoln, and doing deliveries for women in Bloomington at OSF Healthcare there. Being a nurse midwife today is seeing women through all of their life. So seeing women, you know, pre-puberty through menopause, specializing in pregnant women and providing prenatal care, and then getting to deliver babies at the hospital setting with our patients that we've, you know, established the relationship with throughout their pregnancy. Yeah, I feel like one of the big misconceptions with midwives is that we don't deliver in a hospital setting and that we don't support pain management, which is not true. We deliver babies at the hospital setting, and we support women in any way that they choose to have their babies. So whether that be with an epidural, without an epidural, we're there to support no matter what they decide and kind of just help their labor be what they want.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Nikki Haley is announcing this morning she's dropping out of the Republican presidential primary race.
Nikki Haley took one state during Super Tuesday, as Fox confirmed she will drop out, but she will not endorse former President Donald Trump. Now, the Biden campaign did point us to a memo that they released saying a significant share of moderate and Haley voters across the country are saying that Trump cannot count on their votes in a general election.
Fox business correspondent Edward Lawrence at the White House, House Democrat Adam Schiff, and Republican Steve Garvey, a former baseball star, advance in the California Senate primary.
This state's primary simply advances the top two candidates regardless of party. Republicans have not even advanced a candidate past the primary vote in two of the last three elections here.
Fox's Matt Finn in Los Angeles. Now, this is the seat held by Dianne Feinstein before her death in September. Democrats outnumber Republicans by 2-1 in California. America's listening to Fox News.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Basketball star Coleman Hawkins on the general manager Pacifica on Green, Lisa Lauer.
She's great. We got connected, and ever since then, I've been super grateful for her. She's a great person, and she really looks out for me. You know, anything I need, she tries to get it done for me, and it's super great to have someone who I feel like I can trust, and someone who, you know, I want to do something for in the future to really help her out, because she's helped me out a lot.
Visit them at PacificaOnGreen.com.
Here's a look at local news. Two members of Illinois' congressional delegation urging Postmaster Louis DeJoy to maintain operations at the Champaign Processing and Distribution Center. Reps Nikki Budzinski and Mary Miller say plans to downsize the center could make delivery rates worse and would relocate more than 180 jobs to the Chicago area. Well, the 15th annual prom benefit for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank held Saturday at iHotel and Conference Center. It raised more than 350,000 meals for food insecure individuals and families in the food bank's 18 county service territory. Illinois is up for four spots in the rankings of the latest college basketball coaches poll, while Houston once again sitting atop the rankings. Fighting Illini now ranked 12th in the latest poll. Gonzaga also rose four spots. Cougars number one, followed by UConn, Purdue, Tennessee, Arizona to round out the top five. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Does your bank keep reward programs out of reach? Some banks save rewards for the select few. Well, Fisher National Bank offers free rewards checking for everyone for doing what they likely do already, making 12 debit card purchases, receiving statements electronically, and having one direct deposit a month. It's that easy. Rewards checking requires no minimum balance, offers ATM fee refunds, and delivers an excellent annual percentage yield. Learn more at FisherNational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Freeze Central Dawn, Champaign, Van Nevis, Saturday. Weather still a tad on the unsettled side with yesterday's weather system stalled out across the Ohio and plenty of backspin, backwash moisture in the way of low cloudiness and even a few spots of a couple of sprinkles in the air. That's the story for this morning. The overcast may thin out a little bit this afternoon, the high to about 54. Clouds stick around for tonight, lows down to about 38. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny for a time, late morning and afternoon. Northeast to east breeze and a high near 57 degrees. More rain back in here after midnight tomorrow night in spots and a low down to 46. A cloudy, blustery, breezy, rainy Friday with a high up to 56 degrees. Might be a little rain in the air here Saturday, particularly in the morning hours with a high up near 45. Sunday, better sunshine and 46 and a recovery on temperatures. Another warm up into next week, 55 Monday, up to 62 on Tuesday. And a couple of showers in here for the day on Wednesday, even a thunderstorm and a high near 70. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Tapman's Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Yeah, we're scheduled for Luke Goody today. I think they're off today. I think they have to have a day off. There's certain days basketball teams are required to have off. I think they're off today and recover from a tough loss against Purdue last night, 77-71 in a packed State Farm. We said goodbye to all those seniors. We'll miss them. It's been a really, really strong year.
Well, and Luke Goody was graduating early, technically, well, and was part of that ceremony.
Yeah, he's part of the ceremony, but I don't think he's leaving. But
right.
I honestly don't know.
So maybe we can get some insight on that. Yeah. But Geese College of Business, majoring in finance, and I know from experience that I got out of college in 3 years at EIU. So anyway, that conversation after three, Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, part of that, your home. Home's best friend, First Federal Savings Bank, local and trusted, and Max Twin City Recycling.
I was a 5-year man myself.
Most people are.
I was working full time.
Well, and for me, it was once I found radio and broadcasting, it was such a good fit. Every summer, I was doing summer classes.
You wanted to get her done?
Working at the radio station. Yeah. Gene and Betty Ducey. Just crossing over the line into Charleston to listen to the Diane Ducey show.
That's awesome.
On their radio.
That's awesome. How nice of them to do that.
88.9 FM.
So fun.
Good stuff.
Well, and I was working in Champaign and got a full-time job, but wanted to stay in school.
Mm-hmm.
I knew if I quit, I wouldn't go back.
That's right.
So I kept going for 2 years part-time to U of I, and that eventually equaled 5 years total. Anyway, it was,
And that was a good chapter for you because you got in with Warfel doing the voice
William Warfield was my voice teacher.
That's it.
Shocking.
Yes.
What you can talk people into doing, and I did that.
And I still, at EIU, remember my vocal coach, and I had to throw my voice like a few blocks with the kind of breath support and things like that on one of our tests.
Yikes.
And I can still do that today.
Never had to do that.
As my kids know from playing down the street.
You can yell down the street, huh? Good breath support.
Supper time.
All right, 8:38 in Champaign-Urbana last night. Coleman Hawkins, what happened late in that ball game?
I think the biggest thing was like what we saw late, like letting, you know, we all are all familiar with Zach Edey. And I think one of our biggest emphasis was kind of just trying to push his catches out and scoring over us and through us one-on-one, not letting other guys impact the game. And, you know, I think we saw late what happened when those things occurred. You know, we gave up a couple Gillis threes. We gave up some threes to Lawyer. Braden Smith got off a little bit late. So, you know, we tried to contain. You know, I think we did a good job on Coffin Wren, but we wanted to contain all the other guys and you know, not necessarily let a All-American just beat us, but, you know, make it more difficult for him and make him, and we'll live with the results and not let the other guys impact the game. But, you know, late, you saw what happened.
Yeah, so. I saw what happened, and I also saw what happened in Columbus when they sagged in on Zach Edey and totally were effective at Columbus, Ohio, when they played Ohio State. And the Purdue guys, they missed all their shots.
Mm-hmm.
They make all their shots with me. They miss all. Purdue can lose. Zach Edey gets two quick fouls. Mm-hmm. Zach Edey, I don't know. If you get it into him, it'd be like me shooting at a 7-foot basket, like those little Tykes baskets.
Yes.
I'd be like, put it at 6.5 feet and me doing a 2-foot hook. I'm going to make a lot of those. You could even bump me and I'll make a lot of those. I think the most challenging thing for Zach Edey is making free throws because it's far away and his hands are way too big for the ball.
Uh-huh.
He's just a man child. He's a giant. He's only 21 years old.
With 28 points last night.
That's like average. I mean, it's like, so what? I said he's getting way too many and he scored like 20 in the first half, but I said his baseline is 20 and 10. He had 28 and 8. So it's just he's such a big force, and then he's got capabilities to kick it out. And when his guys make all the shots, 80% from three, is like, okay. You know, we had looks and missed. He had good looks.
Yes.
I mean, Justin Hartman had wide open 2-3 seconds standing there. Got to make that.
Well, and there's a couple of times we weren't scrambling for the ball, and they got the ball.
Yeah,
sometimes that can light you on fire.
Well, and it's just one of those, your Brad says you got to be nasty and hungry. I get that, but sometimes the ball does bounce funky, and sometimes it is without question you couldn't get to that one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just my ball, right?
Right.
Rebounding is desire. No, you got to be tall. No, you don't. Rebounding is sometimes Justin Harmon has done that this year where he's only like 6'2".
I know.
And he'll get the ball. And how does he do that?
And he's just feisty. That's
the kind of thing. But yet you forget you're running up and down 40 minutes and you're kind of tired.
Oh,
they're 19. Now, listen, you can get tired when you're 19.
I know.
I'm just saying that it isn't sometimes. It's just that attitude of there's the ball. I need three guys to dive for the ball. And we weren't doing that. And for whatever reason, another guy was going to get it. Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. It's just an instantaneous decision. But Brad wants them to be all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame you because in these games, that's the is the difference. They got the loose one. We'd have had a shot. I mean, we'd have had 20 seconds and down three with the ball. That last loose ball was. And then they get three balls out of it and they make them.
Exactly.
So they've really, it's interesting. We lost by less in West Lafayette. We were down 23 in West Lafayette and lost by 5. We were up 10 here and lost by 6. Last night was winnable. I knew we'd have a chance here to beat Purdue.
Again,
we could very easily see them a week from Sunday. And if we go to the Final Four, we could see them again in the Final Four. I mean, it's possible we'll see these guys once or twice again. And I don't know what to do. If you kick it into Zach and he's 2 feet away on a little Tykes basket, he's going to make a lot of shots.
That's right.
And so if you say, well, I'd rather him than the other guys beat me, okay, then do that. But it isn't easy, man. Purdue's good. They're real good. 843.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
It seems like the cost of everything is on the rise, but Erie Insurance can help make sure your auto insurance premium isn't one of them. Avoid rate increases with Erie Rate Lock. Even if you have a claim, your rates won't go up until you change a car, driver, or address.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Erie Rate Lock is not available in all states. Other conditions and limitations at erieinsurance.com. Go to erieinsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Basketball star Dane Danger on Living at Pacifica on Green.
Hi, I'm Dane Danger. Pacifica living here is just very convenient. You know, a lot of things are around. A lot of my classes are around the corner. It's a lot of food and things over here. My facility is down the street as well. So, you know, for me, it's just very convenient. I'm standing here by myself, so I have a lot of space to myself. You know, it's good for me.
The ultimate in student housing, Pacifica on Green at PacificaOnGreen.com.
Have you ever looked at a junk truck and said, man, that truck is pretty? Two men in a junk truck trucks are pretty. They're pretty big, so they can handle large jobs. They're pretty reliable. Two Men in a Truck has been recognized as a trusted leader in the moving industry for over 35 years. Now we are proud to offer that same reliability to junk removal, and they're pretty fast. When you're ready to let some things go and that you don't need, you don't want to wait 3 weeks. You want it gone now. Go to twomenandajunktruck.com and make room for what matters most.
All right, 8:46, the rest of the sports headlines. Illinois loses last night, and we wait till Sunday to take on Iowa.
That's right. Tip-off will be at 6 o'clock on the Fox Sport Network. I have that there's some, okay, text coming in, but mainly about Trump and stuff like that. So we can get to that in just a minute.
All right.
We do have some Big Ten basketball tonight with Northwestern at Michigan State at 6 and Indiana's at Minnesota for the game later tonight. I guess the Caitlin Clark inside the last week when she was playing generated 4 million viewers.
Wow.
And it's like the second in all college sports or
pretty
something.
Good. By the way, I was mentioning Pete Maravich. He's a player in the 1960s at LSU. Do you know what Pete Maravich would have averaged had there been a three-point line back in the day? And he only played 3 years
right.
And Caitlin's played four.
Uh-huh.
Pete Maravich would have averaged 57 points a game based on where he shot the ball from. They charted every shot and said the ones he made would have been three on that shot. He'd averaged 57 points a game.
Wow.
And he's a guard. So it's just nobody knows him. He's 50-some years ago when those things happened.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go to YouTube and see Pete Maravich. He shot the ball a lot. He's Stevie J kind of guy. He shot the ball a lot, but he made an awful lot of shots.
Right.
Anyway, it's interesting to go back because she just broke that number that Pete Maravich set at LSU.
So the all-conference Big Ten awards were out for some of the women basketball players, and Makaira Cook and Genesis Bryant, Kendall Bostic for sportsmanship. I mean, a lot of our players got some nice taps.
We
and
play tomorrow,
mentions.
Don't we?
We do. That's okay. What I was getting to. Okay. In Minneapolis, as a number 9 seed, it's 11:30 for the tip-off against number 8, Maryland.
Coin flip, then we get the number 1, which is Ohio State. Yeah, okay.
Speaking of Ohio State, that's who the men's tennis will be playing today. And IHSA, State Farm Center, happening starting tomorrow with the Class 2A coming to town, Class 1A. I think it's like afternoon games and then...
It's 1, 2, 3, and 4 all done
right,
in one weekend.
If
you lose, you play the same day.
That's right.
And
in
then
the
championship
evening,
Saturday. Yeah, all of them a championship Saturday. So pretty cool. And thanks to all the volunteers and everybody. We welcome all these wonderful high schools of town to try and fulfill that dream.
Absolutely. ExperienceCU.org for details on hosting this big tournament. Now, the Chicago Bulls in action in Utah tonight. The Bucks in Golden State. Pacers beat Dallas yesterday. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
So, Luke, you're what, about 6'7"?
Yeah, why?
Because size matters in basketball and video.
I know it's easier to shoot over a smaller guy.
And it's easier to see every detail on the biggest screen. That's why we brought in Sony's 98-inch Bravia. Unbelievable TV for gaming and sports.
That's not taller than me, though, is it?
No, but it's 8 inches wider than you are high. It is large and in charge.
All right, so it's big. Does it lose something blown up that size?
Nope. The Sony Cognitive Processor delivers wide dynamic contrast, billions of natural colors, and high peak brightness all the way to the corners over 8 feet apart.
So all that means is it's expensive, right?
$69.99 isn't cheap, but it's less than a good projector and screen, and it works in bright rooms.
So how much am I getting paid for this commercial again?
Well, not that much, Luke, but with your good credit, it's under $650 a month with 0%, including tax and installation by Good Vibes experts.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
The Alma Market is your one-stop shop for one-of-a-kind creations from the University of Illinois alumni and students, as well as unique finds from some of your favorite Urbana-Champaign area businesses. Treat yourself or a loved one and support your fellow Illini today. If you're a University of Illinois student, alum, or Champaign-Urbana area business, feature your products on the Alma Market. Becoming a vendor is a great way to expand your reach and connect with Illini across the country. For more details, visit almamarket.org. Go Illini!
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Freeze until it all. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday. Pretty quiet next couple of days weather-wise, although kind of a slower movement of weather systems out of the Tennessee and Ohio valleys, still generating plenty of backwash moisture. And with that, a fair amount of cloudiness, but temperatures continue above average. Another significant rain system to make its way across the area between late tomorrow night and Friday may linger for a time on Saturday. And then another warm-up is slated here for early to mid next week. 54 today with a mainly cloudy sky, maybe a little mist and drizzle in the air in spots here for the morning hours, a bit of a northeasterly wind. Clouds for tonight, 38, becoming partly sunny for a time tomorrow. Late morning and afternoon, in particular, the high near 57 degrees. With more rain moving in after midnight tomorrow night, we bottom out in the 40s. Cloudy, breezy, blustery, showery for the day on Friday, up to 56. Little rain here for Saturday morning, breezy, cooler at 45. Sunshine returns on Sunday at 46. We're in the 50s on Monday, lower 60s on Tuesday, up near 70, with some showers and thunderstorms in here for the middle part of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Greg Soldier.
Think you have to settle for mediocre car insurance to save money? Think again. It's possible to get superior coverage and still save money with Erie Insurance. Customers who switched to Erie saved up to $951. It pays to compare. Switch and save with Erie.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Annual savings based on new customers surveyed in March 2022 who reported savings when switching auto insurance. Individual premiums and savings will vary.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
What does the Apple Dumplin' Restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumplin' serves up homemade favorites. Fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, meatloaf, all kinds of comfort food.
And of course, the Apple Dumplin' with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumplin' Restaurant, open Tuesdays through Saturdays with a lunch buffet on Sundays. On High Cross Road in Urbana, you can look up the Apple Dumplin' on Facebook.
Probably drive up to Apple Dumplin' right now. I could use a little of that. Okay, Luke Goody is scheduled 3:05.
Yes.
I think it's a day off for the guys, we think, so. We'll talk to Luke. He had a nice three-point ball. one for two, I think, from three. Had another pretty good look, but he made his first one, which is good. And just to play in that electric atmosphere, and then the fact that he walked as a senior because he graduated from Geese, does that mean he's leaving? So maybe he can clear that up. Luke Goody today.
So okay. I also got a text in saying, with that rowdy State of the Union speech, we've lost decorum. When someone yelled liar at Obama and Nancy Pelosi tore up the State of the Union speech, we've become an out-of-control government. We're becoming a sad society.
Not too late. Time to turn it around. Glass is half full. Onward. All right, we'll be back tomorrow on Thursday. John Decker will get ready for the State of the Union. His 28th he's covering, and that'll be tomorrow at 7:30. Okay, Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Duceham, Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a great Wednesday.
Are you tired of shivering in the winter? Look no further than your local heroes at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. Hi, this is Gina inviting you to give us a call at 217-352-5400 to book your appointment to make sure your furnaces run safely and efficiently this winter. We've been proudly locally owned and operated and have been serving our community for over 50 years. ABC, always be comfortable. Call me, 217-352-5400 to book your appointment today or go to abcheatingandac.com.
Make a difference in your community and start a rewarding career when you join the Regional Planning Commission's Early Childhood Education Team. The RPC will be interviewing for open positions within the program during a hiring event Thursday, March 7th at 1603 East Mumford Drive in Urbana. The event runs from 9 a.m. to noon. Attendees are encouraged to bring their resumes and references. It's a hiring event for early childhood education. March 7th from 9 a.m. to noon, 1603 East Mumford Drive in Urbana. Learn more at ccrpc.org.
Feeling lucky? Now through March 17th, visit Pia's for the Pot of Gold giveaway. Draw from the pot to win your share of $500. On St. Patrick's Day, come to Pia's and see if you win an authentic gold coin. Must be present at 5 p.m. Sunday, March 17th to win. Keep Pia's in mind as you watch your favorite college hoops in March and see how you do on your bracket. Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Illinois basketball star Dane Danger living at Pacifica on Green. And what's your favorite space?
Probably be the game room. Definitely when I have some of my friends over, we always go to the game room, play the Mario Kart. So, yeah, it's for free. So we play it like four or five times. Just chilling there, probably watch the game or whatever. They have two flat screen TVs in there, so it's a good deal.
The ultimate in student housing, Pacifica on Green at pacificaongreen.com.
invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.